Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only Kevin Sampson, who is the founder and festival director of the DC Black Film Festival. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate you having me, Jason. Always a pleasure.
Now, we are in, I think, year three now. Remember, you came in studio when you launched this thing a couple years ago. That was year one. Last year, you know, you learned a few things and you know, implemented it for year two. What are we like now in year three? Not only that, you know, I'm excited that that this thing is still going, but, you know, what have sort of learned and grown here in year three?
Yeah, so we have definitely grown. I'm really excited about the growth. As you know, in the past, the Miracle Theater out at Barracks Row has been our home. We love those guys, and we have now, in addition, expanded to where we'll also be at the Mayflower Hotel, which is right in Northwest D.C., you know, hop, skip, and a jump from Farragut North Metro. But we're really excited. We're having this growth, and so I know we're going to get into it, but basically Thursday night we're opening up at the Miracle Theater. Friday from 9 to 5 we'll be at the Miracle Theater, and then we switch over for the remainder of the festival to the Mayflower Hotel that evening on Friday and then all day on Saturday. So what that allows us to do is we'll be actually running two screens at one time, playing different films throughout the day on Saturday. I'm really excited about it. I mean, personally, I'm a little nervous. I want to make sure that everything plays well and all that good stuff, but I'm really excited.
That's awesome. I don't know if you have the stats at your fingertips, but in terms of, I mean, we're talking about growth. Do you have any idea of how many, you know, how much you've grown in terms of, you know, number of submissions year one versus now?
Yeah. So, man, we had I think it was a 75% growth in regard to our submissions this year. So in year one, we had about 125 submissions, and this year we had about 250 submissions. We've narrowed that down to 59 films that we're going to be playing. So, you know, the growth is definitely there. And one of the things that I love about it is that, you know, people or filmmakers are really starting to find out about the DC Black Film Festival. They're definitely submitting their work, and we're just excited that we're able to exhibit it.
Awesome. And one more question before we jump into the actual slate of movies, because I'm excited to hear what you guys are actually screening. But give our listeners the overall the stipulation of how you qualify. You know, in order to submit, you have to have at least one above the line creator as an African American descent. So yeah, break that down real fast.
Man, come on, Jason. You know, yeah, I appreciate that. You remember?
I can't use I can't use the soundbite unless you say.
Yeah. So you know, one of the goals I think for me personally in founding the DC Black Film Festival was not to make it where it was an exclusive thing, because I know for me, at least as an African American film critic and, you know, African American man, sometimes I go to different festivals and I just don't feel like I have a place. And so with the DC Black Film Festival, you know, our only stipulation is that one or more of the above the line crew is of African descent. So what that allows is it allows for inclusivity, because it's not that hard to just make sure that one of the decision makers on your film is of African descent. And so we're able to see, you know, a wide variety of different filmmakers. In fact, like this year, there was a couple films that, you know, I had to send an email just to say, hey, how does your film, you know, meet this criteria? Because you couldn't see it on the screen. And even, you know, within, you know, the director, producer roles, etc., you know, it wasn't quite apparent. And so I really appreciate and like that. You know, the goal is just to make sure that, you know, we're able to tell stories that are by and about people of African descent. But at the same time, you know, we want other people to learn, because I think when we're able to learn from each other's story, we're able to, you know, see each other's stories on the big screen, we're able to come together a little bit more as human beings. So.
Awesome. I agree entirely. All right, let's talk, without further ado, let's go into some of the movies. So the schedule obviously is August 15th through 17th. So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Let's go chronological if you want. Thursday night is opening night, and you said that's over at the Mayflower, right?
Yeah, so we're at the Miracle Theater. So you're right.
Oh, the Miracle Theater. Miracle Theater, first day. Okay.
Yes.
Then we go to the Mayfair. All right. What are we opening with over at Miracle Theater on Thursday night?
All right, so we're going to actually start about 5 p.m., which is a little different because we usually start about 7:30, but we're going to start at 5 p.m. We have an opening film entitled Solace. Now, this film stars Hope Olade Wilson, Chelsea Tavares, and Lynn Whitfield, and basically it kind of follows a 17-year-old girl who goes to live with her estranged family after the death of her father. And she develops this friendship with the neighbors next door. It's really a coming-of-age story as she kind of deals with some eating disorders and all that. But it's a really good film, one that you'll definitely recognize some of the stars in it. And that's going to kick us off on Thursday at 5 again. And then at 7:30, you know, each year I love this little block, but we have our Making Black Lives Matter Through Film panel. And so what we did this year is we have, you know, a diverse group of different films just kind of show, you know, black life. And after, we'll have a Q&A with all the filmmakers. And basically what we want to talk about is how we can make Black Lives Matter, but through film. So using film as the medium in which, again, we're able to tell a story. We're able to help people to see the universal lives that we all kind of live through the magnificent art of cinema. So that's going to be our opening day on Thursday, and again, that's at the Miracle Theater.
Now, who do we have? Who will you have speaking for the panel? It's you, and who else we got?
Yeah, so we have a variety of different films. So we got, let's see, 1, 2, 3. We have about 7 films. So I know Harold Jackson the III is going to be there. He's a DC filmmaker, been DC filmmaker of the month prior.
As seen on Picture Lock.
Yeah, most definitely. And then some of our other filmmakers will be there as well. And so they'll be sitting on the panel and just talking to them. And basically, in the past, you know, I've kind of brought in experts to talk about it. But this year I decided, you know what, let's just let the filmmakers who made the films talk about why they decided to do it. So there's one film called The Voicemail, and it's literally about a minute long, and all it is a mother that's leaving a voicemail on her son's voicemail box and just saying, hey, you know, it's kind of crazy out here, you know, they're killing black men, etc., and be careful, be safe. And I thought that was just a brilliant thing. In 1 minute, you know, you're able to see how, you know, this mother just cares for her son like any other mother would. And so there's different films like that. There's one that is Murder in Mobile, and it is an amazing short documentary about a murder that happened in Mobile, Alabama. I think it's about 100 years ago. It went and it was unsolved, but basically it was a white man had killed a black man as he was walking home off of the bus. But we're able to catch up with those family members, and we're able to see a reconciliation and how that was done through an organization. And so it's some really compelling films. And Harold's is Unarmed Man, and you know, stars Sean Woodland and Danny Gavigan. But it's a different look at the killing of unarmed black men and kind of the interrogation of a police officer. And so it's some really good films that kind of highlight a different look at how we can, as I said, make Black Lives Matter through film.
Awesome. So that'll be awesome. Everyone check out opening night. And remember, it starts at 5 p.m. That, you know, get the happy hour crowd.
Yeah.
And then, you know, right there on Barracks Road. Just come on in there. And definitely stick around for the panel, because I feel like you're going to, at least I remember from experience there that first year, I mean, the panel there is, it's really insightful. All right, so moving to Friday. What do we got? Why don't we move through the block one? We got, you're calling it The Connection.
Yeah.
What we got there?
Yeah. So, you know, Friday morning, again, we're back in the Miracle Theater, starting off at 9 a.m. The Connection basically just showcases that our connections to our history in Africa and the disconnect that exists there as well. Because a lot of times, African Americans, we have kind of a disconnect with African people. And so there's some documentaries that are going to really explore just kind of how that disconnect exists, and at the same time looking at the connection that exists. And so I really appreciate that block. It's always kind of like the educational block, but you know, I think a lot of people will be inspired by the things that they see. And then, you know, we move into block two, which is Wait, What? The first film is called Dog Person, and this is actually from a student filmmaker. And as soon as I saw Dog Person, Jason, I was like, okay, I know what block that film is going in. It has to be called Wait. Exactly. So basically, in that film at least, there is a young woman who is trying to earn some money for her family. She's a dog sitter. She goes over to this house, and the dog, and this is in the poster, is really a person that's like acting like a dog. And so you're automatically going to think, okay, I'm going to get out of here, but she stays. And I think that's, you know, the interesting part of the film, the fact that we stay with her. And not only that, Jason, I didn't want to turn it off. Like, I was compelled to watch to see where it went. And so that whole block is going to showcase, you know, unconventional characters and unconventional storytelling. So you'll definitely be in for some surprises if you go see it. And, you know, it's not like crazy, like gruesome stuff. It's just like really good storytelling that'll make you say, wait, hold on, what? What just happened? Whoa.
Love it.
So then, you know.
Well, we saw turning into horses, and sorry to bother you, so now we got the dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I would say it would be on, I think some of those films are kind of on that level in terms of, like, yo, this is a unique way of, you know, telling a story. So from there, we go into the Smiles and Tears block. And these films just showcase stories that will either make you laugh or make you cry. And, you know, you can definitely tell what that whole kind of diaspora of different films will encompass. But, you know, we got our buddy Jay Jameson. He has a new short film, Slave Cry, that is kind of a funny look at, you know, going in for an audition as, you know, a young black actress and some of the roles that are afforded to you. It's a really, really funny short. But then also, you know, there's a documentary that is called Angels in Our Hood. And, you know, one of the things about this film is the focus is kind of out at many points throughout it. But our screeners felt that it was really important to highlight this film because what the filmmaker did is he went to the streets of Chicago and talked with a bunch of mothers who have lost their children to gun violence. And so it is absolutely heart-wrenching, some of the stories that, you know, are being told. And we felt like this was definitely a story that we wanted to show. So again, that's 2 to 5 on Friday at Smiles and Tears.
Awesome. And before we move on to the fourth block, just want to say I did see J. Jameson's Slave Cry, and it's a great movie. In the opening few seconds, you're going to think it's one kind of movie, and then it turns right away and it becomes a really, not only funny, but really deep commentary on the movies we're allowed to make and the movies we should be allowed to make.
Right.
So shout out to Jay. All right. So block four, this is when you move over to the Mayflower in the hotel in the stateroom. This one's called Never Back Down. What we got here?
Right. So we're going to be screening some films from activists who just don't understand the word quit. We have a short documentary, Respect Our Black Dollars. And then we have the feature documentary, While I Breathe, I Hope. And While I Breathe, I Hope follows Bakari Sellers. It's the Bakari Sellers documentary, who many will recognize from his political commentary on CNN. And we'll actually have him available for a Skype Q&A afterwards. So, you know, again, we'll be moving over into the Mayflower at that point. And these are some really compelling documentaries, and just seeing some activists that are in the community and the work that they're doing. And the cool thing about the Bakari Sellers documentary is it kind of captures what he was doing during the Charleston shooting, you know, kind of how that affected him, you know, being from South Carolina and moving forward and thinking about what he was going to do with his political career. So it's a really good documentary. And, you know, me being from South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, it's fun to be able to show something with one of the guys from the home team. So we're really excited about that and really excited about the Q&A afterwards.
I like that. One of the guys from the home team. I like how you even just. That's why we love having you on, Kevin, because phrases like that.
Thanks, Jason.
He brings it every time. All right. And then moving into Saturday, I'm looking at the schedule. That's the jam-packed day. So let's move through this. So you open with a feature film, One Child Left Behind, The Untold Atlanta Cheating Scandal. What's this one?
Yeah, so this is from filmmaker Jody Gomes, and it covers the Atlanta cheating scandal. And you mentioned it earlier, you know, I do have my own radio show, Picture Lock, and podcast. And so I've had a bunch of the filmmakers that will be at the DC Black Film Festival on, and you can definitely check out some of the interviews with them on my podcast. And I pitched that only because you're able to hear some of the backstory, which is really incredible. So Jody was working on a miniseries with the Jackson family around the time that Michael Jackson died. And so we know that his killer only received 3 years, right, for killing Michael Jackson. And as she said, you know, the most popular man in the whole world at the time. But then, you know, shortly after that, the Atlanta cheating scandal kind of happened. And here we have these teachers who were getting up to 30-year sentences for being involved in cheating. And so she felt like there was a huge disconnect that she really wanted to explore. And that's what this documentary does. You know, it is, I would say it's a pretty fair look at both sides in regard to the cheating scandal, kind of what was happening, how it came about. But it's a really intriguing documentary that folks should check out. And again, like you said, that's gonna be at 9 a.m. At the Mayflower Hotel. And this is where we have kind of two tracks going on at the same time. So, you know, simultaneously in another room, we're going to have a film block called Portraits. And, you know, it's just a look at just beautiful portraits of people or characters. And here, you know, we have a variety of different films. I'm really excited about, I will say, East of the River from Hannah Peterson is in this block, and folks should definitely check that out. I saw it at Tribeca this year. It was filmed in, you know, Anacostia. She used a local high school students in the film, and they just did a phenomenal job. It's kind of like a slice of life, day in the life of these high school students. And then we also have 4 Points from Caudill Cook. And a lot of DC folks will recognize DC actors in this one. But it kind of looks at these four strangers that come into a home, and the new president is really tech heavy. And so they have to agree upon this different like legislation. And if they all can agree upon it, then it will go into whatever they're agreeing upon will go into legislation. So it's a really interesting look as these four different characters and personalities kind of look at different issues, abortion, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, again, those two things will be happening at 9 a.m.
All right. Do you want to tell us about at 2 o'clock the feature film Owned, Tale of Two Americas?
Yeah, so Owned, A Tale of Two Americas is from filmmaker Giorgio Angelini. Again, you can listen to the interview I had with him on Picture Lock. But it definitely just looks at the divide between, you know, those who have had housing and owned real estate for a long time within their family and those that don't. But specifically, this is looking at Baltimore and just how the housing policies and crisis is really blatant there, and you can really kind of tell, you know, that schism and that's kind of occurring. So it's definitely a good film to check out. It's a documentary, be happening at 2 o'clock.
Awesome. And how about the Black Love block? All movies about dating, marriage, or love in Black families.
Yeah, can I jump back though? I gotta hit these two blocks. So one that I'm really excited about is our family friendly screening block. So for again, this is really popular for parents or guardians. If you purchase one ticket, then you can get one child, 17 or under, in for free. And that family-friendly block is really exciting. We're going to be showing two animated shorts, and then we'll be showing the film Emmett. It's also known as Boy Genius. That's what the filmmaker is actually going to be putting it out as, Boy Genius. But Emmett stars Miles Brown, who a lot of people know from Black-ish. And so it's a really cool film. It's really funny. It's great for the kids. So we're hoping to see, you know, a lot of families kind of come out for that. And then also, you know, we have at 2 o'clock in another room, Una Great Movie. And I'm really excited about this because we're going to have the director, Jennifer Sharp, for a panel that alongside with Danielle Vega, who a lot of people would recognize as Ceci from East Los High, and film critic, WAFCA critic, Sandy Chin. And so the film covers kind of a diverse movie about a Black woman who goes to Mexico, and then the film slowly turns into a romantic comedy with an all-white cast. And so it's kind of a movie within a movie, as you know, there's a woman that's trying to make a film, but it has so many great great commentary on, you know, what making a film means in Hollywood for diverse people. And so that panel afterwards is going to focus on, you know, the bridge between African American and Latino communities and how we see ourselves on the big screen. So again, I'm really excited to have the director, Jennifer Sharp, Danielle Vega from East Los High on Hulu, as well as Sandy Chin to talk about that. So that's going to be pretty awesome. And then we do have a LGBTQ plus film block. It's entitled We've Been Here. It's a variety of different films that really kind of highlight the humanity behind the community. And then after that, we'll have a Q&A with the filmmakers, but then we'll also have a panel discussion in which really I wanted to look at, do we support the marginalized within our community? So, you know, a lot of times we, I think as a Black community, we get up in arms about, and I think rightfully so, for when unarmed Black men are killed by the police. But do we do the same thing when, you know, a trans Black woman is killed? And so I wanted to kind of analyze that again, Jason, as you know, in a safe space where we can all respect one another's opinions, but we can have a conversation that I don't think we always have out publicly. Right. And so my goal with all of that is that if we can just have these discussions, we may leave the conversation still in disagreement, but at least we've heard one another. And I think that's one of the issues that we see happening right now across our country. So I'm excited about that.
So and then around 4:15, you have the Black Love set of films. Tell us about those.
Yeah, so I mean, one of the things that I really enjoy is seeing, you know, Black love on the big screen, and that doesn't necessarily mean romantic relationships. There's a film that we have that's entitled The Bee, and it's literally about a little girl that's going into a spelling contest, and her mom is really working with her for the spelling bee, and so we kind of get to see this love relationship between, you know, a mother and daughter, but the daughter daughter is really kind of dealing with her appearance. And so it's kind of a comical thing that winds up happening with that in the story. But it's a beautiful story. There is one that I highly recommend people check out. It's called Together. And this film basically shows an older black couple who becomes immediately faced with one of the most difficult situations that anyone would have to deal with in response to a loved one who, you know, becomes physically hurt. And so, you know, it's a really challenging film. It's one of those ones that, again, universal storytelling and just kind of looking at, man, what would I do in that situation? And the actress within this is just phenomenal. And so I definitely would suggest folks check that out. And then we got one that's called Funny Married Stuff. I love this. It's from a husband and wife couple. It's a web series. But they are just nailing some of the funny stuff that happens in marriage. One of the things that I absolutely love and, you know, is the sketch that they have on the bathroom oasis. And, you know, Jason, I know, you know, no kids in the picture at the moment, but for those of us with kids, you understand that sometimes you go to the bathroom and you're not in there for 20 minutes using the restroom. You're just sitting there trying to relax and have some peace, and they really kind of explore that and in a funny way. So, you know, that Black Love film block is full of some really good films, and then we'll have an award ceremony and wrap up with our closing night films that night. So, really excited about this year's festival. Really excited about the growth that we've seen this year. And, you know, the new partnership with the Mayflower Hotel, this historic hotel in the middle of D.C. I'm excited about that. And, of course, the Miracle Theater, our continued partnership with them. It's going to be an exciting time. I know I'm going to be dead tired at the end of it, but I think everyone will definitely enjoy the films, enjoy the panel events. And also, I forgot to mention, you know, we have a workshop, a free workshop, Honing Your Pitch, How to Tell Your Story in 5 Minutes or Less. We got Nick Baskerville and Stephanie Garibaldi, who will be leading that and just helping anyone, whether you're a filmmaker or you just want to tell your own story, but how to do that within 5 minutes or less. And so, again, that's free to the public. You can go to dcbff.org for more information, details on all the things happening at the film festival, how you can get tickets, all that good stuff. So please make sure you get those tickets. Make sure you come out and say hello.
You and I should sign up for that and how to do this interview in 5 minutes.
We never have a 5 minute interview. Are you kidding me? I love how
Why
you,
would we, you know?
Yeah. I love how you always cut it into like this tight minute and 30 second, you know, sizzle, but I don't think we've ever had like a less than 30 minute conversation.
I mean, come on. Do you need the deep conversations require much longer? So,
yeah.
All right, man. Awesome. So, yeah, as you heard, Kevin mentioned, you know, website, how to get the tickets and everything. Again, remind us, it's at Miracle Theater in Barracks Row at Mayflower Hotel downtown, and it is for 3 days, August 15th through the 17th. Kevin Sampson, you're the man. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.